It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Another great edition of Board Check. Now, of course, this is only episode number 2. We meant to have so many more, but hey, life has happened. To quickly catch you guys up, this is actually the only show that I'll probably talk about this. In the last couple weeks, I have clipped a deer, had my car totaled because of it. It wasn't that bad. I'm fine. Clearly, I'm fine. Nothing there. Kind of sad. I really like that car. But we'll be getting a new one soon. The rental I have is awesome. But so in the process of doing that and, you know, dealing with our amazing insurance, which it is, and some just... Bortek was the one that got sacrificed, and it's unfortunate because it is hockey time. But we are back on now. This is episode number 2. I don't quite have a title for it yet. We'll probably have one by the end of it, because you guys know how to roll. We are going to talk some Canes. We are going to talk some Preds. We are going to talk some NHL. Just NHL in general. You know, first, let's start with the Canes, right? Let's start with the Hurricanes. Wait, no, first, let's say, this is how busy a year it has been so far, just this fall. Last night, as I posted, was the first hockey game that I was able to actually sit down and watch. Watched Tampa Bay and, gosh, I forget who they were playing. But watch the Tampa Bay game. It was a fantastic game. At least I thought it was. Any game I watch is fantastic. But I was able to watch that one. And it was good to just sit down and watch hockey. Like I said, been a hectic couple weeks. But to just, like I said, just sit down and watch. We all know how pure this game is. If you tune into this show, you probably feel at least half about hockey as I do. That it's, to me, it's the purest game. It's just the best game there is. Sure, it's not super popular, but I don't like things just because they're popular or not popular. Things like that. It's just, if you've never seen a live hockey game, I encourage you to go see one, no matter where you're at. Here locally, we get the Gladiators. If you're near Macon, you have something like that. They are a semi-pro as well. They are fantastic. Obviously, as we report on here, the Carolina Hurricanes out in the greater Raleigh area and the Nashville Predators would be the two closest home ones here. But also you get the Greenville, if you're out in South Carolina there, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the South Carolina Stingrays. Just wherever you're at, go see live hockey. It's just, even college hockey, it's just one of the purest games there is. Sure, there's a lot of complicated strategies involved between the players and coaches, but just to watch it as a spectator, it is such a simplistic game. Unless icing happens, and then God help us all as to what it is and what it isn't. But that being said, as the great Sonny Clark says, let's talk about the Hurricanes. At this juncture, I believe they're playing tonight. Do I have the score for that yet? We will in a minute. As of right now, even though they're currently playing, and they're currently playing, they are, against the Columbus Blue Jackets in Columbus. But at 5-1-0, they're one of the hottest teams, one of the top teams, as we thought they might be. Building off the way they have the last year and a half, this is what they built to be one of the powerhouses, and that's just what they are. You got James Reimer, the backup, who is 2-2 with a .267 goals against average, a .918 save percentage. Yeah, not too shabby. And then Peter Mrazek. You know, they had a chance. They could have kept Curtis McElhaney. They could have kept Peter Mrazek. They went with the younger, hotter hand here, and Peter Mrazek. He is 4-1 currently with a .264 goals against average and a .892 save percentage. It's hard to beat. Would have told you their next game is the one that's going on right now, but I already told you that. Some things you need to know before we get into some more of their games, the upcoming ones. Jordan Martinook is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. This is about a week or so into that, so he'll miss about another 5 to 7 with core muscle surgery. Ouch, that sounds painful, and I'm sure it's the speediest and most pain-free recovery he can have. We do have a game update. I see that now. Andrei Svechnikov is just off to a super hot start. He's got 1 goal, 7 assists, 8 total points in 9 games. The point leader at the moment is Dougie Hamilton, who has 5 goals and 5 assists. And getting those guys involved is definitely getting the right people involved if you're Carolina. The upcoming schedule. You know, for tonight, we're just going to try to catch everything up. I know a lot of you guys were asking. We're going to go more in-depth in the next couple weeks. Hopefully have some cool features. You know what? I do know what this one's called. This one is called Tribute to Mike Maniscalco. And I will get into that shortly, because there has been an update. In fact, let's see if we can get that update by the time I talk about it. But this one's for Mike. Upcoming games for the Canes. Like I said, tonight, as of right now, it is 3-3 tie at the end of the second. Goals by Dougie Hamilton, Zingle, and Sebastian Aho. Of course, usual suspects. That is number 6 for Dougie. That is number 3 for Zingle. And number 3 for Sebastian Aho. See if we can find that real quick. Find that update as we're talking. They also will play Saturday at 1 p.m. They will be at home. They will be hosting the Chicago Blackhawks. It's always a good game. Even when Chicago's bad, they give people a good game. And then they will play Tuesday at 7 p.m. versus the Calgary Flames. That will also be at home. Now, I'll go ahead and tell you that one, because we are going to try to keep Board Check as a Monday or Tuesday show. Monday, if Tuesday looks like it's going to be hectic, Tuesday is the regular day I would like to have it on. We will see how that goes. Let's see if we can find. This update that I am talking about. I think you guys are going to want to hear it. Basically, TV's Mike Maniscalco, who has been a guest on this show, is not only a friend of the show and a friend of mine, but just all around great guy. And he's one of the guys that I look at that are really doing things the right way. He had a little bit of a health scare. Not a little bit. He had a big health scare where they found some things in his body that didn't need to be there. So but turns out that it is non-life threatening, and he should be returning to work very soon. So shout out to you, Mike Maniscalco. As good a media person as you are a better human, and we are better for knowing you. So glad everything seems to be working itself out for the best, at least according to the note I am looking at. Because this one is straight from Mike, where he is thanking everyone. So be good to see Mikey back doing what he does. But a scary moment there for a minute. So, wow. Just like I said, shout out, thoughts, prayers, everything to you, sir. And look forward to seeing you back on TV. Speaking of the Canes, as far as the standings go, they are second in the Metropolitan at the moment. At I guess they're actually 6-3. Where did I get 5-1? I don't know. They're 6-3. 12 total points. They're 4 behind the Capitals, but they've also beat the Capitals. With Pittsburgh also tied at 12 there as well. Let's also see. There we go. Yeah, with both the Islanders and Blue Jackets, who they play right now, only 2 points behind both of them. That was the update I was looking for. Let's move on to the Predators. The Predators, who are also playing tonight versus Minnesota, they play Saturday at 7 at Tampa Bay, and Tuesday they will host the Chicago Blackhawks. Imagine that. They're going to play all the same. A lot of the same teams. It is currently 0-0 at the end of the first for that, where the Wild are drastically outshooting the Predators 10-4, but none of them have went in, so it doesn't really matter. Right now, the assist and points leader come into tonight is Ryan Ellis, who has 1 goal, 11 assists, and 12 total points. Victor Arvidsson has 5 goals. He is a goal leader. You got Pekka Rinne, who is just getting into his mid-season form, and it's the start of the season, so look out. He is 5-0-1 at the current moment with a .231 goals against average, .921 save percentage. Also things you need to know. Philip Forsberg at 4 goals, 7 assists, and 7 total points is the goal leader, I believe. Could be wrong at that point. Matt Duchene has 2 goals, 7 assists, and 9 points. He is the assist and point leader. What a pickup that was. To sign that guy in the offseason and him to already produce like this, the only thing you can compare that to is some of the guys on the Hurricanes, the way they picked up people last year and part of this year. But what I like best is that the Predators are back to being a balanced offensive scoring team. There for a while, they were shading towards defense, and it cost them a couple scores to do that, and just trying to play more defensive scheme. And they need to stay more of balance. They are a balance-oriented team. The Hurricanes like to press up. Some teams like to fall back into a defensive mode. The Predators need to stay right in the middle of that. They need to do a little bit of both. and it's going to keep them just in the best situation. Now, the Nashville Predators are currently second in the Central with 11 points. They are tied with St. Louis for the reigning defending undisputed Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. They are tied at 11 points apiece for second, basically. 4 points behind Colorado, who is just on a tear. On a tremendous tear. Just, it's insane the kind of things they're doing. People chasing them currently, Winnipeg is a point back. Dallas is 4 points back. And Chicago and Minnesota, just a point behind them at that point. So, it brings us to the Gladiators. Now, I was going to come up here and tell you, you know, with people like the captain, Derek Nesbitt, still leading the charge here. Let's see, let me make sure I get the right. No. Let's find it. There we go. Because the season actually kicked off last weekend, where on Friday they hosted the Jacksonville Icemen. For some reason, it is not pulling up scores for me. It's not doing a whole lot of anything. Anyway, they hosted the Jacksonville Icemen, and then, no, I had that backwards. They hosted the South Carolina Stingrays on Friday, and then they hosted the Greenville Swamp Rabbits on Saturday. I'm going to look this up a different way, because for some reason it's not showing me the display I'm trying to watch. But anyway, like I said, the captain, Derek Nesbitt, is back. Jake Fliegel is back. He is a fireball. He is outstanding. Maybe, you know, we're going to try around two things a little differently this year. But we're going to try. We'll try to get some of the players back on, because I think you guys enjoyed that the most. I do want to say, if you are one of the first fans, first 2,500 fans on November 3rd, which is a Sunday game, I believe, let's see, who are they playing? Let's just flip the old calendar and find out. You guys can hear me flipping it. They will be playing, they will be playing Greenville. That is a 2 p.m. start. That might be fun. If you're one of the first 2,500, you will snag the Bones Sugar Skull Bobblehead, brought to you by CDJR Atlanta. This CDJR. Oh, that is Hendrick Dodge Jeep Ram. There we go. Okay, that's an amazing thing there. Of course, over the weekend, they honored the 1994 Turner Cup champion Atlanta Knights. Gosh, I hated to miss that. I was a huge Knights fan. Hopefully, all you guys were able to go help celebrate that. I think they played the Swamp Rabbits two different days, even though the schedule didn't say so. But they beat the Swamp Rabbits both days, I believe. And I believe the South Carolina Stingrays were able to get them. So, you know, it is what it is as far as that. I'm going to try to pull up. Standings. Well, I tell you that the Swamp Rabbits are the ones who hosted the Jacksonville Icemen on that Friday, and then I believe Saturday and Sunday came here to Atlanta. It is the 10th anniversary season of the Swamp Rabbits. They have got some really cool memorabilia, some of which is already headed to our studio because I needed it. And just make sure you get with Stomper and all the rest and help celebrate the 10th season. It's amazing that it's been 10 seasons already. Seems like just yesterday the Swamp Rabbits were born. But I don't know if the standings are going to come up. I promise you it'll be a lot better next time. For some reason we didn't have those notes in front of me, but upcoming schedule for, we'll start this Friday, it'll be the 25th, that'll be tomorrow. They will be in Greenville as a 7:05 puck drop, and then they will be in Greenville as well on Saturday. From what I see, no game on Sunday. On Saturday is a 7:05 as well, and of course on the flip side, if you are Greenville, you're hosting Atlanta both Friday and Saturday. It's one of those times when the teams that we cover happen to be playing each other. So, if you're in the greater Greenville area and you want to check out a great hockey game, either of those would be the ones to go to. And also, something we're going to do this year. It's not written down. That's why I almost forgot it. Just like we did last year, on the games that we know that we're going to attend, we're going to try to really play it up on social media. We're going to try to get you guys involved. We're going to do theme nights. I know each team does their own theme nights. I know the Gladiators do a real good job with their theme nights, but we do our unofficial themes. It'd be really cool if you guys are able to take part in those as well. I don't want to drop any of the ideas yet. We're still finalizing some of the things, but just know that there's a good chance that any combination of myself or Jake Skinner or John Watts, the three main ones here at Impact Media who work on our hockey stuff, among other things, any combo of those three will be at these particular games. We will do unofficial official nights, things like that. And, you know, we'll try to get the Gladiators involved as well. Obviously, they don't have to, but we're going to do these theme nights. They were a lot of fun last year, and we hope that you guys can be a part of them. The last thing I want to say is the Devils fired their coaching staff. They have hired new ones since, but apparently it was just an ugly start out of the gate, and they determined that the best thing to do was just to scrap and start over. And for all the Devils fans that already say, oh, great, doom and gloom, remember it was only a couple seasons ago. The Penguins fired their head coach, fired their manager, like halfway through the season, like in January, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup that year. So, there's still hope, Devils, and as long as you got people like Taylor Hall, he's one of my favorites, as long as you have people like Taylor Hall, I don't see where there's going to be a problem whatsoever. Oh, is this actually coming up now? Here we go. Maybe we can get the standings up before we go. We're working on it. Alabama. Maybe we will. I don't know. Maybe not. We'll definitely have them next time around. But I guess that's going to do it for us this week. Shout out to all the amazing people that continue to make hockey a great game, continue to grow the game of hockey. We do it every day. I tell people all the time that every day when I wake up, one of the first thoughts in my head is, how can I grow the game of hockey, especially down here in the South, around the Atlanta area, around the Southeast. So shout out to everybody who's doing that. Shout out to everybody who's a good human. And shout out to Mike Maniscalco. Once again, great to hear things are going better. And great to hear that you are very soon, hopefully, returning back to work. But for Jake, for John, for everybody here at Boardcheck, Impact Media, and beyond, we'll see you guys next week. Go Canes. Go Preds. Go Glads. Go Rabbits. Go watch hockey. Bring it in two. You will feel all this power. The white people are your mic. Contest the will of brandy's name. In the back of your head, yeah, you feel the flood again. Unleashing his hell, you will not even hear the bell. Maybe you're strong, but you don't stand a chance. Feel the power of a warrior. Fight, 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 fight. Let's get it.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.